It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey folks, thanks so much for coming back. Listen, this is such an important segment because I one of the biggest passions that I have in my life as a practitioner and as a naturopathic doctor is clearing up confusion. Because I think when people are confused about things, I mean, it's okay as long as the continuum is going towards clarity. But if you remain confused, especially about your health, and I got to tell you, with a lot of the seductive messaging that goes out there on both sides, I would say the natural product industry sometimes, and also certainly pharmaceutical industries, you get confused, and then guess what? You're powerless. So I want to talk today with my lovely friend, the everyday juicer, Ray Dustar, the juice star who's in the house, and we're going to talk about detoxification and cleansing. What is it? How do you do it safely? And what benefits will it bring you? Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here. And I think this one today is such a topic that is on point and current and on everybody's mind because, you know, I honestly can't, you know, look at a product these days or, you know, listen to somebody or see something and not see that word, you know, detox out there. And it becomes confusing. And to be honest, I think unfortunate because, you know, people are very confused at what that word means. And quite frankly, the worst problem is they think that the concept of a detox is something you start and then stop, not something that you should be thinking about on an ongoing basis. It's like something that you do, and then you don't worry about it for 3 months or 6 months, and then you do it again. And that, you know, that really couldn't be further from the truth. I had the pleasure of having a conversation last week with this guy named Dr. Joseph Pizzorno. I don't know if you know Dr. Pizzorno or not.
Oh,
but
Dre?
Yeah?
Of course I know Joe very well.
Okay. All right. Well, then. Well,
I mean,
then,
he's like, just for your listeners out there, I mean, Dr. Joe Pizzorno, I would say he's one of the godfathers of naturopathic medicine. He started Bastyr University. I mean, he's just, the very first time I ever ran into him, I think I was holding something and I dropped it and my chin fell. And so, yeah, but through the years I've served on boards with him and I know him very well, but that's so awesome.
Yeah, and it was great. And I'll tell you, I got to ask him kind of the questions I've been dying to know, you know, answers about, at least from someone else's perspective, is Hailey versus his, and that is my concept of detox and my personal concept of detox is very simple. It involves two steps. Step one, you sweat it out. That means get exercising, get moving, get sweating, get whatever you can out of your body via that. Step two, put good stuff into your body. And I asked them specifically about fresh vegetable juicing and then specifically about the concept of liquid vitamins, which is something Boost is. And I was unbelievably happy and refreshed to hear him say that at the end of the day, that basically is what detoxification of the body is all about. On a daily basis, you know, our bodies, when we go number one and number two, we're doing what we can in terms of that aspect. But then to help yourself even more, he basically said, Ray, you're thinking about it the right way. Get moving, get exercising, sweat it out as much as you can. And again, literally 20 to 50 minutes a day of, you know, good exercise is something he advocated for everybody.
You know, it's yes. So I've got to tell you a funny story. So sorry, I was getting a call in here. Somebody's calling in.
Whoa.
And I thought, what?
Hey. Dr. Pizzorno. He's like, hey, I want in on this.
Here's the thing. There's a bumper sticker that I saw. My parents live in a very small town in Michigan, and it was in their local little place where you go and pretty much you can get a beach ball or a can of beans. You know, it's like that little place. And there's a bumper sticker from one of the local breweries that said, if God wanted us to filter our beer, he wouldn't have given you a liver. All right. So, which I thought was a really awesome bumper sticker because they have unfiltered beer and all the hops and stuff are all hanging out in there. But the thing is, we do have this natural way to detoxify. If you want to increase it, like you said, there's an old saying that we have called open your emunctories. And you're like, what's an emunctory? But seriously, so think about it. Like you said, perspiration, respiration, defecation, urination, and emoting, sometimes emotional, just getting it out, getting things out. You're right. Detoxifying. And then, as you said, and I'm just excited about what you're talking about, is then putting good things back in.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, and that really speaks, I also like to make sure I always say to people, you know, it's not just about fresh vegetable juicing. It's not just about taking, you know, Boost liquid vitamin as part of your daily regimen. It's about having a super healthy diet. You've got to look at the labels of foods that you buy in the store. You've got to try to, you know, cut out processed sugars. You've got to try to cut out refined foods. You know, keep an eye out in the ingredients panel for, you know, the words high fructose corn syrup. You know, look for things that are not providing, you know, those bad things to put out your body. Because what happens is, and I see this at the gym all the time, is, you know, you get people who go into the gym or go and do their exercise and, you know, commit a solid hour to the perspiration part, but then right after that, they'll go drink, you know, a Coca-Cola, or they'll go drink a soft drink, or even a diet soda. And unfortunately, now they're putting bad stuff into their body. So it really is a 1-2 combination that you've got to be aware of on both sides. You know, do the right thing when it comes to sweating it out, but then also do the right thing when it comes to putting it back in. And that especially involves your dietary choices of food. Obviously, everybody knows what a big fan I am of fresh vegetable juicing on a daily basis, and then taking a liquid vitamin on a daily basis. But Dr. Brazil really, you know, clarified for me, and actually, you know, helped me realize that I'm thinking about all this the right way from his perspective as well. And, you know, it was something that, you know, it was great to hear from a guy that well versed. And he made it simple. And that was the point of, you know, today's session here is, you know, don't get psyched out by the term detox and think it's overly complicated.
No, and the thing is, honestly, there are deeper detoxes that folks can do, and there are some people that actually need, you know, and there's kits out there all over the place. My whole body cleanse is one that I often use, but you're right, you can do a daily detox, and actually, it's important. You reduce exposure wherever you can to the things that are getting inside of you, so those organic foods, also the your household cleaning products, your health and beauty aids, those things that you are close to your skin, because most of the stuff that we end up being toxic with, accumulative, we have a body burden with them, they're fat soluble, they pass through our skin. But you got to take a look at your makeup. EWG is a site, EWG.org, Environmental Working Group. They'll give you the clean 15, the dirty dozen when it comes to buying organic, and they also have a cosmetic database. So ladies out there, throw in your cosmetics, see what you're putting in your body each and every day, because it absorbs right through the skin, they're fat soluble, and that's where we get a lot of our toxification. And it's a daily detox. You're right. Watch, make sure you're getting things out every day. Work it out, sweat it out, pee it out, poop it out, and then put some good stuff in. And I love that you had a conversation with Joe. I mean, I think that's amazing.
It was great. Yeah, it was absolutely great, and like you just said, with everything, you know, everything is a learning too. Like for me personally, I now, you know, I'm going to be looking to do a better job when it comes to my household products and, you know, my shower gels and all that stuff. I really haven't spent a lot of time looking into those, but I'm going to do that because you're right, it absorbs into the skin. But I want everybody out there to really, really just pay attention, be cognizant. It's your health. You've got to take charge of it. You know, I know once you get into it and once you start seeing better results and you start feeling better, you're going to realize it's enjoyable. It's enjoyable to know you're making the right decisions and better decisions. And, you know, like I've said every time.
There you go. All right. That's Ray, you said it best. I got to say, you know, when we know better, we do better. You can find more about Ray, everydayjuicer.com, his lovely product Boost. And thanks so much, Dr. Lucille, Mindful Medicine. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned.